Track 4, Galtina of Wyndham. Here she is then, Galtina, everybody's favourite. This time she's doing a bit of reminiscing about her early days.
Here we are again. How are you together? I'm the Galtina, and I do true life poems and Norfolk squit, and I'm glad to be with you, and I hope we have some fun along the way. My father, you know, he used to tell me a lot of tales of his time when he worked on the farm, because that was a proper farm then, you know. They used to milk the cows in the bucket. And he was telling me one day, he say, I was a-milking this old cow, he said, in the barn. He said, and I looked up and there was this bzzz, he said, this great old fly. He said, and do you know what, gal? That went in this old cow's ear. He said, and I kept a-milking it. He said, do you know what, gal? That come out in the bucket. I said, that didn't. He said, yeah, that did, he said. That went in one ear and out the other. And he was a-going along one day, and because I used to take the cow to the bull them days, didn't they, if you know what I mean. Well, father was going along, and there was this little old boy. He had this great old cow on a bit of rope. Telling you, little old boy, he say, what are you doing, boy? He said, I'm taking the cow to the bull, sir. He said, well, can't your father do that? He said, no. He said, that had to be the bull. That's a rum. Anyway, in 1981, I started my job at Starkweight Shoe Factory because I only left school with a Pitman's typing and a 10-yard swimming certificate. Well, no one wanted an underwater typist, and I've been there now 42 years. I can remember, you know, because I'd never been to nightclubs or nothing like that. And I'd never been abroad. I'd never been on a plane or nothing. And I can remember my friend saying to me, listen to them two arguing. Well, there was this Tracy and Mandy. They were arguing about aeroplanes. I said, what are they on about? Oh, she said, they've now been to Spain, she say, and Mandy's aeroplane, well, that was newer than the other one, she say. So I say, well, oh, what do you mean? She said, well, she said, Tracy's was an old one, she said, that had an outside toilet. Well, because that put me off going for a long while, I wouldn't go on a plane just in case I got that one. And I can remember when I first went to a nightclub, you know, that was when Rick's Place opened. And I say to boy David, can you take me? Yes, he said, I will go. Well, I went in, and because that was quite expensive there, and I give them my coat, and they give me a raffle ticket, so off we went. Well, hardly any on them had a vest on, and I sit there, and I thought, I don't know whether this is for me, because I was used to the discos where you got a stamp on your hand, and then you went home. And so I sit there, and that got about 10:45, boy David, he said, do you know what, gal, you look tired. I said, I am, but I ain't going home yet. He said, why's that? I said, because they hint drawn the rifle. What, he say, what are you on about? I say, well, they give me a rifle ticket. He say, you fool, he say, that's for your coat. Anyway, my first publication of my book was when I was from Starkweight, because that was a newsletter, what they used to do quarterly, and that was sort of the turning point of my poetry, really, because I had to go on the radio. And I used to go on there and do a lot of my poems, but they were about people, so not everyone knew the people I was talking about. So I sort of started doing general life. I'd done the old tin bath and mother's button tin and pilchards on a Sunday and the old outside toilet. That used to be great. And then my friends say to me, what about when we sold paperweights? So I done a little poem for her and I put that in one of my books. My friend Joss was worse than me. She'd giggle all day long. Sometimes she'd laugh so much we'd both honest get wrong. We'd often think a good idea is to make some pocket money, and the things that we got up to were sometimes really funny. We once sold stones as paperweights. We chose and painted them, and we took the paint from our dad's shed and They really looked a gem. We laid a table by the roadside and we thought they'd sell so fast. We put 'em for a penny each as the local folk walked past. We thought we'd make a fortune, but in truth we made 2p. But did we? I bought one from her and she bought one off me. Cheerio.
Thank you, Tina. You always manage to put a smile on everyone's face. Long may it continue.